Hi, welcome to another inspirational message recorded live at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
Oftentimes when we have a conference like we did this previous week, the question will arise. We had day after day after day after day of infilling and fresh fire. And the question will often arise, what do we do now? After a conference like that of being filled over and over and over again, what do we do now? But I'm here to tell you tonight that somebody who is not continuously filled is an easy target for the devil. Somebody who is not consistently all the time having a fresh infilling is an easy prey for the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." See, he doesn't devour the one who is continuously filled. He goes for an easy prey, an easy target. I've spoke about that before, about when you watch the lions and things in nature and how they attack their prey. They don't go after the one who's at the front of the pack, that's moving at a high rate of speed, that's full of energy. They look for the sickly one that's in the back. He looks for the weak one that's in the back, that's lagging behind. That's the one that he attacks because it's an easy target. Ephesians 5, 18 through 20 in the Amplified says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity." Again, I'm reading this out of the Amplified. "But be filled with the Holy Spirit and constantly guided by Him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, the greatest temptation after the biggest victory is to sit back and get complacent. We had a powerful move of God this week, and the biggest thing that comes to us is to lay back and get comfortable. I got filled day after day after day after day. I don't need no more. That's called an arrival mentality. And that comes when you begin to believe that you don't need more of Him. That you don't need to be filled again. The minute that you accept this arrival mentality, you've already marked yourself as an easy target for the devil. As long as you're moving forward and consistently being filled, you're a difficult target for the devil. Has anybody in here ever shot clays with, like, a shotgun? Okay, so you guys know, when you throw that clay, or better yet, if you've got the little machine and you pull the cord and it goes, you only got just a few seconds and you better be quick because you're going to miss it. But if you got a shotgun and you're shooting at a target from me to that speaker and it don't move and it sits right there and it doesn't move at all and you can creep up and get good and close to it, it's not real hard to hit that speaker with a shotgun. But if that speaker is constantly moving, if it's constantly going from here to there to there to there to there, constantly growing, it's a little tough to hit that thing. We gotta be constantly filled all the time. We can't afford to get complacent. Listen, complacency is such a dangerous thing, and the devil would love nothing more than for this congregation, this group of warriors, to get complacent in the presence of God. To come to church on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night and sit back and go, "Oh, it's just another Sunday. Oh, he's just laying hands on people again. Oh, I don't need another infilling. I got it on Wednesday." Let me tell you something. A lot can happen from Wednesday to Sunday. A lot can happen that you're consistently getting poured out. Some of us went to the Holy Spirit Fire Conference completely empty. Some of us showed up on Sunday night with a broken heart. God healed that heart, and you got a little bit poured into you. And then we came back on Monday night, and Pastor Alex prayed for fear, and he prayed for nightmares, and he laid hands on everybody. And there was again, once again, a little pouring out, a little more added to your cup. Tuesday night, he showed up and he prayed for healings and miracles, and there were many upon many that came to the altar that night, got prayed for, received healing, and walked out of this place that night with a supernatural healing from the presence of God. It just touched him. There was once again another filling. Many of us left here on Tuesday night buzzing and glowing because of the presence of God that was in this place. I remember one specific part of Tuesday night that will stay with me for forever. We were praying for one individual, and I don't want to single them out, but I remember standing back as Pastor Alex was laying hands on this individual, and I remember hearing how the whole crowd, 240 of us sitting in this one auditorium, packed with their hands out, praying in the Spirit, praying and interceding for that individual. And there was a buzz that was coming up in this place because we were hungry. We were hungry to see that miracle take place. There was a little bit of hunger on that Tuesday night. We were ready to see it take place, and that'll stick with me forever. This room was buzzing with an atmosphere of heaven. Wednesday night, we all came back once again and got a double portion filling after that amazing word that Pastor Alex preached, and we got filled again. But see, here's the problem. Complacency is dangerous, and getting comfortable is dangerous. That's exactly where the devil wants us to be, because what happens is, what happens the next week? You got filled. You're full of the presence of God. Monday comes along, and your boss got a little funny with you. But see, you were filled. So when your boss started getting angry with you, you were able to minister the love of God to him because you got filled that prior week. But you had to pour a little out. And then Tuesday comes around and you get a phone call from an in-law who's going through a divorce, and you had to minister over the phone to him, and you prayed for that individual that God would intervene supernaturally in that relationship, that he would mend it. You're busy pouring a little bit out. And then Wednesday comes, and you go to home cell, and your cell leader says, let's all minister, let's pray for the people in home cell. And when you lay hands on that individual, because you've been in the presence of God, all of a sudden a demon begins to manifest. But because you've been in the presence of God, that demon goes, but you had to pour a little out. Thursday comes along. Listen, it wasn't that far back. Thursday's here, you're half empty. Thursday comes along, and now all of a sudden you got to pray for something else. Somebody cuts you off in the road, but instead of having that character flaw and road rage and going after them, no, you share the love. It's okay, brother. Bless you. But you had to pour a little out to do that. Friday comes along. You're busy pouring out all week long. All week long, you're giving. You're given. Friday comes along, and you go out to Friday Fest, and you speak to some people on the street, and you share the gospel with some people. You pour out. Saturday comes, day six. You're almost on E. Car's saying 75 miles to empty, and you decide, you know what? I'm gonna go to the mall, and I'm gonna pray that God heals some people. And you find somebody in a cast, and you lay your hands on them there in the mall, and that you get a supernatural healing that's manifested through you. Now all of a sudden, 75 miles to empty, that needle's on E, baby. There ain't nothing left in the tank. We can't afford to get complacent in the presence of God. Amen. But see, here's another thing that I want to throw out, and I might get some funny looks for this, but it's the truth. Some of us got filled on Wednesday. We got an infilling, but we didn't do nothing with that infilling.
Come on now. All right, preach.
We got a blessing. We got we received a major impartation, and we didn't do nothing with it. Listen, if I fill a glass of water and I stick this glass of water on that speaker over there, nobody touches that glass of water for a long time, all of a sudden it begins to grow stagnant and algae begins to grow on it, and that water begins to stink. Okay, a flag pond. I'm from Okeechobee. I know a little bit about flag ponds. Flag pond gets a lot of water in, but nothing goes out. They stink. There's a mold, there's an algae that grows on it because there's no movement. There's no pouring out that's taking place. Okay? The Dead Sea has a whole bunch of rivers flowing into, but nothing flowing out of. Come on, you get a little something, you gotta give a little something. Freely receive, freely to give. Amen. But you can only give what you've received. So if you received an impartation, we need to be giving that impartation back to the world. That's why we come here. We receive the impartation here. We get equipped. We get empowered. And then we go out.
That's good.
Yeah.
We have a real devil. We have a real adversary that doesn't like us. Okay, we're not eensy weensy pinka dot polka dot pink bikini Christians. I don't know how Pastor Alex says it. Man, that's a mouthful, Pastor. We're Holy Ghost filled Christians that walk in the power, that walk in the love. Devil doesn't like you. And we got to receive that and know that, because he's coming to get you. And we got to know how to fight. But the easiest way to fight is just to stay continuously filled. Because someone who is continuously filled isn't an easy target for the devil. Proverbs 6, 10 through 11 says, "Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down and to rest. So your poverty will come like an approaching prowler who walks slowly but surely. And your need will come like an armed man making you helpless." The scripture is saying, don't let that arrival mentality to set in. Don't let that arrival mentality to resonate inside you. I'm already filled. What do I need to come to church again for? But I know I'm not talking to those people, because you guys came here on Super Bowl Sunday for another infilling. Okay, there's like five of you that are excited about it. How do I get filled again? It's a short message tonight. But how do I get filled again? Number one, worship will fill you back up. Amen. All the time. Listen, you don't have to get consistently filled here. You do every time you come. If you come with an expectancy and a hunger in your heart, you can expect to receive an infilling, whether somebody lays their hands on you or not.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Tonight in worship, the presence of God was here. Those who were open to that presence received an infilling tonight. But worship will fill you back up. Ephesians 5:19 says, "Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord." Listen, we went to Lake Aurora as a youth and a young adult group. And we got to Lake Aurora. Now, I'm not talking about when I say worship, you don't have to travel to every single professional concert that you can find to get a fresh infilling. You don't have to go to every single concert. We were at Lake Aurora and there was 26 or 27 youth and young adult members crammed in this tiny little room. We had technical difficulties with the piano. We had technical difficulties miking the cajon. So we didn't have any other choice but to plug in an iPhone and just go off the worship off a phone. But let me tell you something, the presence of God came in that place so thick that the kids were lying on the floor weeping and crying and getting delivered in the presence of God. Off of worship, off a cell phone. It wasn't about what was coming out of the speakers. It was about what was coming out of their hearts. Because they came in that place with an expectation. They came in that place with a hunger. God, you're going to touch me today. You're going to encounter me today. Whether you like it or not, Lord, I need you in this place. I worship you, Father. And they came with an expectation like that. And he came in that place and he wrecked them. I don't believe I stand a correction. I don't believe there was one individual on their feet. There wasn't one on their feet.
Amen.
Nobody laid hands on anybody. I didn't even get a chance to speak. I had an awesome message prepared. I was ready to minister and I stood up to preach and everybody's on the floor crying. And then at that point, my heart broke, because you know what, God? They don't need me tonight. You just do it. And I broke. And I joined them on the ground. Worship comes out of the heart. It's not a song. It's not an entertainment show.
Amen.
You don't have to be the most anointed, beautiful voice, because it doesn't come from here. It comes from here.
Amen.
Worship him in spirit and in truth. And I know some of my youth are like, "Yeah, well, I've heard you sing. It brings me out of the presence." It's funny. Point number two is prayer. There it is. Whoop, there it is. You want to stay continuously filled? Spend some time in that prayer closet. Shut the door behind you and hit your knees. What you do in the secret place, God rewards openly. Spend some time in prayer. I am so passionate about prayer. I'll give you a little testament, just a little testimony. Saturday, I spent quite a bit of time praying for the service on Sunday morning. And I'll be totally honest, I felt nothing. I prayed and I pushed and I pushed. And see, it's not always about feelings. Let me just say that. It's not always about feelings. But I was pushing and I was going. I push, pray until something happens. Little acronym that the youth told me about. I thought it was pretty clever. Push. And I was pushing. And I was raising the roof. And my neighbors are thinking I'm crazy. And my wife has got the TV on max because she can't hear. I'm going for it, but I feel nothing. But I was woken up this morning very early to pray for the service because I still wasn't at peace in my heart. And I went into my prayer room and I shut the door. Now nobody's home. And I put the music on and I began to pray and I began to press in. And I had such an encounter with God this morning. It shook me to my very core. And I sat on the ground and I wept in the presence of God. And I just sat there soaking it in and taking in my double portion for that morning, because prayer can fill you. And I got an infilling this morning with Him. With Abba Father, I spent my time with Him and He just began to pour it out on me. Amen. You can tap in and fill your cup back up. So when you go to home cell and you lay hands and there's a little bit of deliverance, maybe Thursday morning wake up and spend a little bit of time in the presence of God so you don't go below empty. Acts 4:31 in the Amplified says, "And when they had prayed, the place where they were meeting together was shaken, which was a sign of God's presence. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness and with courage." He will fill you. He will fill you when you pray. And point number three, reading the word of God continually. John 6:63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh conveys no benefit. It is of no account. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life, providing eternal life." See, the Word of God can fill you as well. But it's got to be a rhema word. It's got to breathe life in you. When you read that word and you combine the word of God with the presence of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't become just a word. It doesn't become just a story, that parable that you've read 47 times and you never really got a hold of it. When you read it with the Holy Spirit, it'll bring a filling to you. And you'll be amazed, because when you get filled with that, you'll go out to minister and all of a sudden a scripture will come to your remembrance. You didn't have your Bible on. You didn't whip out your Bible app and Google it. Scriptures for healing. Pick one. It just comes to you. And that scripture comes to you because you spent time in the presence of God. You spent time in the Word of God and you got filled because of that Word. Now when you need the Word of God, it all of a sudden becomes a sword of the Spirit, that when you need to do deliverance, the scriptures come to mind. That when you need to pray for a healing, all of a sudden it comes to mind, because this is now inside of you. And that thing that is birthed inside of you can begin to manifest out of you, because this is a sword. This is a weapon that you can use against the devil whenever you see fit. But we gotta take it in. We need to be continually filled. Yes, it was a wonderful conference. It was an incredible conference, and we got filled to overflow. Amen. If y'all didn't, I know I did, because the last night, yes, I took a double portion for me. It was mine. Amen. But see, here's the thing. Too many of us want to talk about it. It was an incredible conference, and we got changed for 1 week. And then a week later, we go back to living the same way that we did. We got delivered 1 week, and then we just go back to opening the doors for the demons to come back. We got healed that 1 week, but now we don't, you know, it's just, that was then, this is now, and things are a little tough. Listen, we can't afford to be complacent. That complacent spirit is such a nasty little spirit. That complacent spirit will come into a place, and it's like suggestion. It'll go from one individual to another. When one individual gets complacent in the presence of God, listen, we are so very blessed and so very honored in this house that when we come together on a Sunday, doesn't matter what service, when we come together for a conference, the presence of God is here and He just pours out upon this place. We can't just sit back and just get used to that. Man, what would happen if He wasn't here? We gotta, every time He comes in this place, we gotta honor the presence of God. It's not about a man. But when He comes in this place, it's all Him. And we open ourselves up and we receive, because we can never be too filled. And if you become too filled, come talk to me, because I'll take some of what you have. Because I'll never be too filled. I'll always be hungry. I'll always be thirsty for more. You know why? Because I prayed for people that didn't get healed. And until I pray for every single person, and every single person I lay my hands on gets healed, I'm gonna be hungry. Until I lay my hands on every single person and they get delivered, I'm gonna stay thirsty. Until I walk into the bank and the teller at the bank begins to manifest, I'm gonna stay hungry. I'm gonna stay thirsty. I'm gonna continue to come for Him for more. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm gonna get hungry, and I'm gonna stay hungry. Because we gotta stay continuously filled. We gotta stay in the presence of God. Okay. Man, where does the time go? Yeah. Okay. We gotta stay continuously filled. So that's my word tonight. I've got some more notes, but I'm not, it's just, we're getting a little bit late, and I was, you know, we need to keep it short. I do know there's, you know, we want to go watch football, so. So I'm going to go ahead and close the service, but that's my word for tonight. Stay continuously filled. Stay in the presence of God. Stay in the fire. And when we come here, and Pastor wants to, he feels led to bless people and to pray for people. Let's come hungry. Let's come thirsty. Listen, anytime my pastor tells me he wants to pray for me, I come up with such a hunger and such an expectancy. I'm going to pull every drop of the anointing out of him. And that's the place that I come up to him, because I want everything I can get. It's not about a man. But the man does carry an anointing. The man does have a gift. So I'm going to take everything that I can get. When we come here in worship, I'm going to pull everything I can out of that worship. When the word is ministered, I'm going to soak in every drop of that word, and I'm going to respond, and I'm going to take it, because I'm passionate about Jesus. I'm passionate about the Holy Spirit, and I want every single thing that He's got for me. And I won't stop until I get it all. Listen, we don't know the beginning from the end. There's only one that does. There's only one that knows when the sand is going to stop dropping in your hourglass. We don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. None of us do. I might not wake up tomorrow. And if that's the case, I want to make sure that if I don't wake up on Monday, that I spent my Sunday giving it my all. If I'm not going to wake up on a Tuesday, I want to make sure I spend as much time as I could with God on Monday. You guys get what I'm going at? Every time we come to this church, every time you come to your home cell, every time you shut the door in your prayer closet, you have an opportunity to connect with Him like it's the last time you're going to praise Him, like it's the last time you're going to worship Him here on this earth. Oh, but I'm going to worship Him forever in heaven. Yeah, yes, you are. But there's more for us here.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.